Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 10 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we're going to continue our previous teaching entitled, What Must I Do to Inherit Eternal Life? Now, if there's one question you really have to figure out before you die, it's this one. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, if there's one person in all history who can answer that question, it's Jesus Christ. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, I want you to read this for yourself in Luke chapter 10. This is what I call Luke 10 soteriology, or salvation theology according to Jesus. Now listen carefully. The man asked Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied, how do you read it? The man answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. Oh my. Did you hear what Jesus just said? He said, love God and love your neighbor. Do this, and you'll inherit eternal life. Now, it's true that Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sins, but according to Luke chapter 10, if you don't love God and love your neighbor, then what Jesus did on the cross doesn't apply to you. This is the law of Christ. Love God and love your neighbor. Do this, and you will live. So are you saying, asks Johnny Lukewarm, that if I don't love God with all my heart and love my neighbor as myself, then I'm going to hell? What if it were true, Johnny? Would it change your behavior? The Bible says this, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. And we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. And the Bible also says, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. So if Jesus said in Luke 10 that you have to love God and love your neighbor to be saved, then we've got to ask the question, who is God going to condemn to hell? Now, before we try to answer that question, let me once again say that I am not any man's judge. I don't have authority over you. I am your equal, your peer, a member of your generation, and I am not your judge. But I am called to be a messenger, sent from the one who will judge you someday soon. And this is God's message to you. Love God and love your neighbor. Do this, and you will live. Did you know that people who get drunk and people who eat like gluttons are going to hell? The Bible says, do not be deceived. Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. But there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol, says Johnny Lukewarm. Even Jesus changed water into wine, and Jesus drank wine at the Last Supper. Yes, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, Jesus did drink wine. But Jesus never got drunk. The Bible says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit of God. Do you drink for the sensation, For the buzz? Do you brag about how much liquor you can drink? The Bible says, woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks. Many Americans are addicted to drugs, even prescription drugs. But no matter what your drug is, if it's alcohol or narcotics, cigarettes or marijuana, or even food or prescription drugs, will drunkards inherit the kingdom of God? The Bible says, drunkenness. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But there's nothing wrong with eating good food, says Johnny Lukewarm. Food was made for the stomach, and the stomach was made for food. Yes, that's true, but God will destroy them both. America leads the world in food production, but instead of feeding poor people in starving third world nations, we glutton ourselves into obesity. Americans eat and eat and eat as if food was their God, because they love sensual tastes more than they love God. We say, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Now, you can enjoy gluttony if you want to, but can you call yourself a Christian at the same time? Or does gluttony make you an enemy of the cross? The Bible says, many live as enemies of the cross. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Did you know envious and jealous people will spend eternity in hell? Some people are so materialistic, they just envy their neighbor's belongings. Do you really have to keep up with the Joneses? Why do you really want a bigger house or a better car or a bigger diamond? Some people spend their entire lives maintaining their belongings or pursuing bigger and better things. But the Bible says, jealousy, envy, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know that proud people will spend eternity in hell? The Bible says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Why are you really so ambitious? Do you work so hard because you love God and you love your neighbor? Or do you really just enjoy promoting yourself and making yourself look good before others? Do you want to make yourself into a god so that others will bow down and worship you? Selfish ambition. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, some of you listening are so proud and insecure that you can't even examine your own heart to forsake your sins. Do you search your heart and confess your sins, or do you pretend your sins don't exist? When you say your prayers, do you say, God, I thank you that I'm not a sinner like other men? Or do you pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner? You know, if you confess your sins to God, He'll forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But if you're too proud to confess your sins, or you claim to be without any sin, you deceive yourself. Can any man go to heaven without being humble enough to confess his sins and repent to God? Don't be proud, be humble. Did you know that people who practice magic arts or pray to false gods will spend eternity in hell? Now, many Americans play with horoscopes or Ouija boards, tarot cards or crystals, Dungeons and Dragons, and they listen to fortune tellers, psychics, they conjure up the dead, talk with spirit guides and demons, cast spells, practice telekinesis, mind reading, white witchcraft or black witchcraft, they're both condemned by the Bible, Satanism, Mormon or Masonic cult rituals, occultic practices, sacrifices, saying prayers to false gods, praying to angels, praying to saints, praying to anybody except Almighty God through His Son Jesus Christ. Bowing down to idols and images of ancestral gods, animist gods, Buddhist gods, Confucian gods, Hindu gods, martial arts gods, Shinto, Taoist, tribal, or Zoroastrian gods, etc., etc. Let's just admit that many Americans do these things. Now, do them or don't do them, that's really up to you. But don't hope to be saved from hell while you do these things. The Bible says, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The Bible says, let no one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. If you have occultic materials like books or music, artwork, figurines, or whatever, destroy them immediately, no matter how much you paid for them. In the book of Acts, people who practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of these scrolls, the total came to over $3 million in today's wages. So have a public bonfire and destroy your occultic materials. Otherwise, you'll be disinherited from God's kingdom. The Bible says, idolatry and witchcraft? I warn you, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know thieves and swindlers will spend eternity in hell? You might think a thief is somebody like a bank robber or a burglar, but how many times have you cheated on your taxes or failed to pay your debts? You know only 5% of all Americans pay a tithe or a tenth of their gross income to a religious center in accordance with the teachings of Jesus Christ in Matthew 23:23? So 95% of all Americans are thieves who rob God by refusing to pay their tithes and offerings. But the God of the Bible asks, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me, says the Lord Almighty. Do you claim to love God while you steal from God? Spending God's tithe money on your selfish pleasures? The Wall Street Journal reports that middle-class Americans spend 8 times as much on leisure pursuits as they do in giving to charity. Do you love pleasure 8 times more than you love God? Look around at your possessions. How many of your toys were paid for with money that you stole from God? Sell them all and give that money back to God. Hold on a minute, says Johnny Lukewarm. Are you saying that if I don't pay my tithes, then I'm robbing God and I'm going to hell? While the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, neither thieves nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God, I'll just say this. Love God and love your neighbor. Do this and you will live. Think about that for a moment while we take this short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free. But please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L10. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Did you know liars will spend eternity in hell? A Rutgers University study found that 71% of all American college students admit to cheating on tests, exams, papers, and other graded materials. In other words, 71% of you college students out there lie to your professors, representing somebody else's work to be your own, trying to get a higher grade than you deserve. Then, you lie a second time by taking your inflated GPA into a job interview and telling your employer that you're smarter than you really are. Then when you get hired, you steal a job away from somebody who didn't cheat, who also applied for that job. And then for the rest of your life, you steal a bigger paycheck than you deserve from your company. If you cheat in college, it makes you a liar and a thief for the rest of your life. And if you call yourself a Christian, that makes you a liar yet again. The Bible says, if we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. Are you saying, asked Johnny Lukewarm, that if I tell a little white lie or cheat on a quiz, then God will hate me and cast me into eternal fire? The Bible says, the Lord hates a lying tongue. And in Revelation 21, it says, all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Did you know that slanderers will spend eternity in hell? Some people wonder what it means to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Jesus said whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He's guilty of an eternal sin. Now, if you think you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit and you can never be forgiven, don't worry. If you're still breathing, it's not too late to repent for whatever you think you've done. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit is when you say to Him, "You're not the Holy Spirit, you're an evil spirit." In other words, you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling you to repent, but by refusing to repent, you state with your actions that repenting is evil, and delaying repentance is good. But woe to those who call evil good and good evil. When you resist the Holy Spirit, you're saying with your actions, "Holy Spirit, you are an evil spirit." You grieve Him away, and He may never return to convict you again. And if you die while you resist repentance, or you die while calling Him evil with your actions, you are guilty of an eternal sin which can never be forgiven. But while you're still alive, you can repent, no matter what you've done. When the Holy Spirit convicts you and you repent, your repentance says to the Holy Spirit, "You are a good spirit." This brings great honor to Him, and your sins are forgiven. You know, there's only one unforgivable sin, and that's not repenting before you die. The only sins that can send you to hell are the ones you don't forsake. So whatever you do, don't die with unconfessed sin in your life. Confess all your sins to God right now while you're still breathing, and forsake all your known sins before you die. People who gossip and rumor mongers and backbiters and people who can't control their tongue have slandered God's prophets and teachers throughout all history. People even slandered Jesus. And some of you listening may even want to slander me and slander these teachings. It doesn't hurt my feelings because I'm only trying to please God. I don't want to win a popularity contest. But if you want to slander my teachings, you better be careful and make sure that my teachings aren't just a little bit inspired by the Holy Spirit. Everybody who slanders me will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. The Bible says slanderers will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know that unbelievers and cowards will spend eternity in hell? Do you have the courage required for salvation? Are you brave enough to repent and wholeheartedly submit to God's rulership? Or are you a coward? Are you afraid to love God with all your heart? The Bible says the cowardly, the unbelieving, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Now, some of you might ask if I am guilty of these sins. Oh, how I am guilty. With my own voice, right here before the entire world, I, Gordon James Klingenschmidt, confess to you, before Jesus came to rule my heart, I was a slave to lust and drunkenness and pride and greed and anger and unforgiveness, and the list of my sins grows longer than this radio program allows. God, I plead with you, have mercy on me, a sinner. But then, because of God's gracious influence on my heart, I repented, and I confessed my known sins to God. And He gave me a new heart, and He cleansed my conscience, and Jesus moved in and took over my life. And He is able to keep me from falling into sin, and He's forgiven me and granted me eternal life. But if I hadn't repented of my sins and invited Him to come and rule my heart, I too would be spending eternity in hell. "But all these sins you mention are legal today," says Johnny Lukewarm. "It's not against the law to get drunk or to be proud or to worship false gods. Our Constitution allows Americans to do these things without penalty. And if the government can't throw me into jail for these sins, how can God throw me into hell?" Isn't it ironic that you usually don't trust politicians, but now you entrust them with your very soul? I love our democracy and our Constitution, but it's just temporary, people. God's government is the one that's eternal. God's laws are the ones that matter. When you stand trial in God's courtroom on the Day of Judgment, and you have to give an account for the way you've lived your life, what is God going to say to you? Will God say that It wasn't against his law to be greedy, or sexually immoral, or unforgiving. According to his laws, those things are okay. Sure, abortion may be legal in America, but is it legal in God's courtroom? The God of the Bible says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." We can only respond one way. O Lord, all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. But if all those people you listed are going to hell, asks Johnny Lukewarm, then how can anybody be saved? You know, they asked Jesus that same question. The disciples were greatly astonished, and they asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Don't be afraid, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening. When you invite God to come and rule your heart, He will. God will come and rule your heart. But you've got to invite Him to do it. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Change the priorities of your heart, and God will do all the rest. "Oh, I already love God," says Johnny Lukewarm. "I just don't want to obey His commands." No, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, you do not love God. This is love for God, to obey His commands. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching." Do you claim to love God, but you don't want to obey God's commands? Invite God to come and rule your heart. Love God wholeheartedly and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live. "Are you saying," asks Johnny Lukewarm, "that if I don't love God with all my heart and love my neighbor as myself, then I'm going to hell?" "Yes, Johnny, that's exactly what I'm saying." Now, before we pray, I want to encourage everybody listening, don't think that other people's sins are worse than your own. The sins I've committed and the sins that you've committed are just as bad as the sins we've mentioned today. And apart from God's mercy, none of us deserves to go to heaven. But Jesus died on the cross to forgive all of our sins. If we'll just turn to Him and repent and change our hearts, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and no matter what you've done in the past, God will forgive you and give you eternal life. Let's look to Jesus together and pray for His forgiveness. Would you pray these words with me to God? Wherever you are, just stop what you're doing for a moment and pray with me to God. Father in heaven, I'm so sorry for my sins. I confess all my sins to you right now. I confess drunkenness and gluttony. I'm sorry for eating and drinking to excess. God, I confess envy and jealousy. I've pursued materialistic, selfish things. I confess pride. I've never humbled myself to you, God, and confessed my sins to you. Have mercy on me, a sinner. I confess participating in magic arts and consulting psychics and praying to false gods and participating in occultic rituals. I forsake these sins, God. I confess that I have stolen from you, God, by not paying my tithes and not giving to the poor. I confess lying and cheating, God, and I'll never lie or cheat again. I'll even go back and apologize to those I've lied to and cheated. I confess that I have slandered people who teach the Bible and made them ineffective by mocking them. I confess the sin of unbelief, God, that I have not submitted my heart and mind to your truth. I've been a coward, Lord, and I've been afraid to love you with all my heart. But right now, I repent. I turn away from all my known sins. I choose to love God with all my heart and to love my neighbor as myself. I ask you to forgive me for my sins, Lord Jesus. I trust in your atoning sacrifice on the cross, and right now, I invite you to come and rule my heart forever. In your name I pray. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Go ahead. Now some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now, as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out! If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L10. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmidt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc, and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.